welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean.
Who? Who?
Who?
Who? Who? I don't know.
Was there a good singer, like a song?
No songs.
Like a Drag Race song or something.
No songs. Mm-hmm. Not today. Just woo.
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 So sorry about last week, guys. I had to take a week off. Work has been wild. And, lots of things prepping.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of things working. So, and that kind of required, so it was kind of pulling me in a bunch of different directions. And unfortunately, I had to, take the time to do that. And I was unable to record last week. So I do apologize, I know I'm usually the first person in general to tell you that, we have to put out a show every week and, it has to be out and blah, blah, on Thursdays and stuff. And, preferably it would be up at midnight. But, the way we do the shows, it's just convenient for us to tape it right now on a Wednesday evening and for me to edit it during the day tomorrow and put it up. So that being said, we're back on track. And, I know plenty of times I've promised that we're going to get back on track.
And we have not.
And, sometimes
we are trash.
Things fall and things get in the way. But
trash.
We're not trash.
I don't know. I'm pretty trash.
Nope. Not trash.
Such trash.
So, I guess as far as stuff to talk about.
So I heard a rumor today.
Oh, did you?
From Comic Book Resource or whatever the fuck that site is. That, in the Snyder Cut.
Oh, that's right. That's coming.
Jared Leto's going to be in it. His Joker. So
doing what?
I don't know. But at this point, isn't this a completely different movie? Like, they need $80 million or some bullshit for, like, reshoots. Plus, we're putting a whole new character. I'm like, this isn't even the same movie.
Wait, so are they actually reshooting?
Because
I thought it was just, like, they filmed everything for Justice League.
Yeah, well, that's what they say. But they're like, well, we also need all this extra money. And I'm like, so this is just a different movie.
This is Justice League
This
too.
Is just, yeah, this is the movie that, Zack Snyder has been reading Reddit and he's like, oh, good idea. I'm going to make that movie.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, this isn't your cut. This is just a whole fucking new movie.
Yeah. Well,
dumb.
We'll see.
Dumb. That's all I have to say.
We'll watch it and we'll talk about it.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
But yeah, I guess there was some talk coming out about, was it the, and I didn't really read much about it because it's just, with all these comic book movies and stuff, like at this point, there's so many of them.
I know.
And it's just like, well, okay, you know what? Just come out. I'll come see you.
Yeah.
And then I'll figure it out.
Or we'll stream you.
We'll stream you or whatever it is.
Because we can't really actually go to a movie theater right now.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, we'll do that because I don't really care much for like speculation. Like, you know what I mean? Like I remember back a couple of years ago, obviously when it was shit. Okay. 5 years ago, when Ben Affleck was announced as being, or probably it was sooner than that. Ben Affleck was announced, to be Batman.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody got all pissed off.
I did.
And everybody had thoughts.
Yes, but I've admitted I was wrong about that.
You were wrong.
I still think he was good.
Yeah. I had a problem with it.
Yeah.
But nowadays it's like, oh, well, this is going to happen and this might happen. Like, and there's something coming up with the Spider-Verse and that, like, they're actually going to revisit these Andrew Garfield movies.
Yeah. You know what? It's too exhausting
and
for
it's
me.
Like,
I'm sorry. Too much. Enough going on right now in this world. I cannot be bothered to figure out what the fuck is happening to Andrew Garfield.
Just make a movie. Just make a movie about characters that we haven't seen yet that you think might be good. Or make just make a sequel and put some of those characters in it.
Sure.
And let's make some fucking money.
Yeah.
Let's make some fucking merchandise. Let's get some kids interested in this shit. Yeah. You know, get some people interested in this stuff because, you know, that's what you want to do. That's really ultimately what you want to do with a product like a comic book, you know, or even, you know, pro wrestling, you know, something that I pay a lot of attention to, or even just drag race, you know, it's like you have this product, you want people to pay attention to it, you know, whether or not it's more so for them to watch it and not like it than it is for them to not watch it at all.
Right.
And I think just everything being slung around, it just feels very...
It just gets annoying.
It just feels very annoying. Everything feels very bloated.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. I mean, you know, Drag Race in itself has its own media ecosystem that it, like, evolves around it. And it has, like, a whole, like, casting rumors for this show and casting rumors for that show. But because it's so niche, it's so much easier to avoid. Uh-huh. But when you're talking about things like who's going to be in the next Marvel movie or who, you know, what's going to happen with Spider-Man, because it's so big now, you can't avoid it. Yeah. And it just doesn't stop. Yeah. And it is exhausting.
Yeah, it's exhausting. And I got to a point where, you know, and we talk about this a lot, but it's just, you know, it's just true that, you know, we get to a point where you're just like, I ain't going to deal with this anymore.
And I mean, you know, I said this a long time ago, we were still in LA, but there is going to be a point where superhero movies go the way of the Western, where people just don't want to see them anymore. Yeah. I mean, Westerns used to be the only thing Hollywood made, basically. It was just Western, Western, Western. And then people didn't want to see him anymore. And they kind of fell by the wayside. And I kind of feel like we're going to get to that point with these superhero movies. And I don't know if COVID will have sped that up, you know, because Marvel was just so dominant and so consistent. And now they have to kind of like break that because of no fault of their own.
Yeah.
But, you know, when they come back, are people even going to still care? I mean, maybe some people. I don't know if it's going to be as much as it was before.
Well, when we come,
I think it's to be seen.
When or however things are going to get back to normal or some sense of normal.
Yeah.
You know, people, I think, are going to really want to dig in to those things. I don't know. It's hard to say because a lot of times you're trying to think like, do people really care about comic book movies as much as they care about like their life, you know, just their families and their day to day lives. Not to say, look, I know those things are not mutually exclusive,
right?
But
yeah. I don't know. I and maybe it's just me. I feel that the last 4 years, you know, has changed our culture a lot. Mm. And especially now with COVID, I don't know how much bandwidth people are going to expend.
No, it's well, it's hard to,
you know what I mean? Because it's just, we're all so fucking tired right now. It's just like,
yeah.
I mean, maybe they will. Maybe it'll just be like, finally, I get to care about something stupid that doesn't really matter. Like, you know, who's going to play, you know, Morbius's brother in the next movie or whatever.
Oh, man. Sign me up
for Morbius's brother.
Morbius's brother.
But I mean, seriously, like
Steve Morbius.
I mean, maybe we'll all, like, after everything's over, we're going to be like, oh, we so like it's so nice to care about something that doesn't fucking
matter.
That's
the problem. Well, also too, you know what I mean? Also too, it's also inherent on Hollywood and you know, and I'm not saying anybody in particular, but just Hollywood in general.
Yeah.
To create this content that people like a movie that people want to see that isn't, you know, related to some sort of outside property, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like something like Star Wars, for example. I mean, Star Wars has a lot of influences wrapped up in it, but it's a wholly original idea, you know, created by, you know, George Lucas.
Sure.
And, you know, so that became a huge franchise. Well, how else do you produce these items, you know?
Yeah, I think that Hollywood, for all the money that they throw around and all the shit, they're so risk averse now.
Yeah.
Much more so than they ever were. That's why we're getting everything is built on an existing property.
Yeah, no, I get that. I get why they do it.
But isn't just that much, you know, new shit coming out? Because it's like you're going to spend all this money. You want to make sure you get some sort of return on investment.
Yeah.
So, well, let's just make another fucking Avengers movie instead of, you know, whatever else.
And it's not to say that people aren't trying.
No, it's not to say that people aren't trying. You know, and there are places that are doing, like, you know, little niche indie shit and doing it quite well.
Also, too, like, you know, take an example of, like, you know, any sci-fi show, you know, on Sci-Fi Network or something that, you know, is trying to put a spin on some sort of superhero or character, whatever, just trying to put a spin on that.
Yeah, make it different.
Yeah, and trying to get people to buy into it. And, you know, it doesn't really, you know, it doesn't really foul through.
Well, I think that's why, you know,
and I don't know why
TV's become basically like the golden age of TV.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to do what, you know, I think if Martin Scorsese was starting out today, would he end up in TV?
Hmm.
You know, would he end up being a showrunner for doing some sort of prestige drama?
About people with huge eyebrows.
Yeah, about people with huge eyebrows. About, you know, a bunch of fucking Italians in New York with giant eyebrows.
Yeah.
I wonder, because there's, if he was like brand new, no one ever heard of him before, he get the opportunity to do what he did? I don't know.
It's a good question. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, and that's, it's something, no, it's a hypothetical. Nobody could ever figure that out. Yeah. But I mean, maybe he'd end up, you know, doing like a Mad Men-esque type thing. Yeah. Just with, you know, more Italians.
So what else?
Guns.
Mad Men, both Italians.
Mad Men, both with guns.
Just Don Draper holding a plate of spaghetti. Buongiorno.
You know who I really, really liked on that show?
Sal?
Yes. I loved Sal. And I was so sad when he just went away and never came back.
Yeah.
And that wasn't right.
No, it wasn't right.
Anyway, sorry.
So what was good? I was thinking of, trying to think of some other stuff that we might have.
Well, we went to a graveyard.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I'm trying to think of, it's been 2 weeks, so I'm trying to think of like 2 weeks of things that, you know, I farted around on. So yeah, I went to Mile High.
Went to Mile High Comics. But before we did that, we went to Fairmount Cemetery, which is here in Denver. It's one of the oldest cemeteries in town, opened in the late 1800s. And it's always a place I've always heard about. Like, all the goth kids used to hang out there.
How was it that you never hung out there then?
I don't know. I don't know how I never ended up there. I just never did. I don't know if it was because, like,
it's not that far away.
I had to work. I have no idea.
Graveyard's like, hey, come on, Jen, come on over. It's like, I got to work.
You know, my mom expected me home for curfew.
That's true.
I've always heard about it. I just never went. So finally got off my ass and went to Fairmount Cemetery, which was great.
Well, you've been asking this month.
Yes, because it's, you know, fall.
It's fall and
spooky,
it's
spooky season.
And it's, you know, it's also October. And you were like, I want to go to a graveyard. I want to just hang out in a graveyard.
Do.
For a little bit.
And I still want to go to the graveyard in town here.
Yeah. And so,
which I haven't done.
And so I was trying to figure out, you know, when we would do it. And it just happened that we had Sunday pretty wide open.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we made the, well, actually what happened was we got our downstairs painted.
Yeah.
And the guys that painted it botched pulling out one of our wires for the internet. So we were without internet for like
two days.
So it kind of made sense just to be like, well, fuck it. We'll just go to, you know, go out.
Yeah.
And so we went to this graveyard and, you know, it's a graveyard. You've been
Have you been to a graveyard? You know what this is.
But it's interesting just to look at gravestones.
Yeah.
And just see what it is that people are, you know, kind of like, hey, in
what
death,
they,
this
yeah,
is
what
how
they
I want to be
there.
Represented. Yeah. Like, you know, like they got, you know, I want this giant fucking monument or I want this giant stone.
I want a mausoleum.
Mausoleum.
I want, like, there was this one that said, like, what was it, like, something lamented niece?
Long lament, or, yeah, something like lost lamented niece, but it had, like, pictures.
Yeah, like they used to do back there. I'm sure if you've been to an old cemetery, you've seen them where it's, like, their pictures are either carved or it's an actual picture of the person. So it was, like, you know,
the
long.
The actual pictures kind of, I think, are kind of weird.
They're kind of creepy. It's like long lamented niece. And then it was like the guy like on one side is like an obelisk. And then like on one side was the long lamented niece. And then the front side was him like when he died. Then the side was his wife. And then the back. But his wife died in like New York. So she's not here. Just mentioned.
No, his wife. Somebody, one of them died in Scotland.
Well, that was the mother. That was his mother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then on the very back was a mention of his mother that died in Scotland. I'm like, so there's...
Wait, so his mother... So his mother had her own thing.
Yeah, but she wasn't buried there. It just is like... you know, mother of so-and-so lived, died in Scotland.
Yeah.
And then the side says, like, wife of so-and-so lived, died in New York City. And I'm like, so none of these people are actually buried here, but this one guy. And he, like, shouts them out on his tombstone. He's like,
yo, I want to give a shout out
to my mom and my wife.
To my wife, to my niece, the long-lamented niece. Y'all across the world.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that's like what it was.
But y'all with me here?
There was like a lot of dudes who had like, you know, woodsmen of the world. Like
that was interesting. Yeah, because they were like, because they had gravestones that were like
one dude had
cut like logs.
Well, his was like a tree stump, but that guy was only 31 years old when he died.
Dude, and I was like, was he like Paul Bunyan or something?
I'm assuming a log fell on him. I mean,
oh, you think it was?
I think he was, you know, doing the logging.
But was he really good at logging? Or
I just don't understand why you'd haul his body all the fuck way down from the mountains in the early 1900s to bury him in Denver. Because that is not an easy trek if you're doing it by like what, wagon? I don't know.
Right. Yeah.
Takes days.
Yeah, it's wild just seeing some of these. These tombstones. I enjoy looking at mausoleums, if not for the tiny doors and windows.
Yeah, Sean's really into the tiny doors.
I don't know why, but I just enjoy a tiny door and a tiny window on a mausoleum. So it's just like you're supposed to walk in. It's like, oh, there's a corpse in here.
Yeah.
But it's just like tiny little window.
Tiny itty bitty window.
And it's got bars on it. So which are kind of like. Are they shitty bars?
Like, I'm pretty sure you could probably rip that out if you tried.
Maybe we should try. Next time we try, remind me to rip some bars off a mausoleum.
Sure, yeah. Sounds like a good idea.
Let me just do that.
That's not disrespectful at all.
Let me just see. I just wanted to see if I could do it. It's like, get out. Get out of the cemetery.
Yeah.
But
some of them are cool where it's like, they have benches like built in. And I'm like, that's what I want.
Well, there was that one woman who was, I think it was a more recent.
Oh, yeah, family. That was like a fucking like
she had like a little pot, like a little swamp.
You had to like walk over a bridge to get like over swampy, like a stream. And then you go underneath like an overhang of trees. And then there's like this lovely like circle of grass with like benches and a wood cross. And I'm just like, well, that's nice.
Yeah,
that's what I want to do. I told Sean, I was like, that's what I want. I want to like
a place where people can hang out.
Yeah, I want to make a place with like a humongous stone weeping angel and like benches. So like give a place for goths to hang out at night.
Can I have a little speaker in mind?
Sure.
Think about doing a speaker. You know, maybe a place you could play video games.
Sure. Well, I was telling you.
It's a multimedia experience.
I was telling you about that thing I saw.
I'm not getting buried.
Well, you're getting cremated and you're Catholic, so you have to be interred. Remember?
Okay.
We talked about this already.
That's right.
Yeah. We still have to be interred.
I'm going to put my urn somewhere.
Yeah, you got to put it somewhere. We don't have kids, so we got to do something. No one's going to take it home. We got to do something with it.
That's true.
Plus, I don't want to.
Just punt it.
Please punt this urn.
Punt my urn. You know.
Where do the Bills play?
Rich Stadium. That's how it's called anymore.
Would you like to pay?
I want.
Would you like whatever Bills kicker is on the team at the time you die to punch you?
Yes. I want Scott Norwood.
I'm sure he'll be dead by then.
You don't know that.
How old is Scott Norwood?
I don't know. He's not that old.
Is he older than us?
Well, yeah, he's older than us.
He'll be dead.
Played Super Bowl 25.
He will be dead.
Oh, he'll be alive. Everybody's living these days.
If you die at age 80, how old is that man going to be? And how is he going to kick you through a field goal?
Well, maybe he'll be a robot.
Oh, okay. Robot.
Maybe he'll be the first. Like, so he's like, you know, he'll be a good subject for this sentient robot. Disgraced Bills kicker, Scott Norwood.
But the robot version.
But robot version. This guy, he'll make that field goal.
Oh, well, the robot version, absolutely.
The robot version. He'll make all the field goals.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
He'll be the first ever.
It's going to be like Futurama, where it's just a head in a jar, and then like little legs come out. It's like beep, beep, and then he kicks.
Yeah, that's how the NFL is going to be. Yep. You know, later, all the players are going to come back, and it's just going to be a bunch of robots.
You know what? It's probably going to be better, because they won't get CTE, because they'll be like floating in all that water.
They'll be floating brains.
Yeah, so their brains aren't going to bounce back and forth.
I support this floating brain version of the NFL.
Best version.
Yeah. I start watching again.
Yeah. But no,
I'm not watching just because I don't want to watch. I just don't want to watch.
Yeah. Well, no. See, what I was going to say is what I want to do is I want to get some big, giant, weeping stone angel and make it a place for goths to hang out. And then I was telling you about that. Apparently there's some tombstone of somebody who died recently, like up in Ann Arbor. I saw this on Twitter.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
That had like a QR code on the headstone. So like you took a picture and it would like take you to a website that like listed all of his research articles that had been published. Cause he was like a professor or some shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, we could do that. We could just, you take a picture and it automatically downloads our podcast.
Ooh. Good idea.
So you know who we are.
Well, it's a good idea. Even for people that don't even care about, you know, care about our podcast. If they see the QR code, they'd be like, you know, if we're the only ones doing it.
Yeah.
You know, because I mean, how many other people? You know, Mr. Logboy ain't doing it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we could have like the longest running podcast in history because people just keep downloading it when they take pictures out of our tombstone.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah. No new episodes, though.
No. Just one
episode. I mean, technically, every podcast is the longest running podcast in history. Because even if you stop doing a podcast, it just keeps going. You know, you, as long as the RSS feed is still active, you can still download.
Well, yeah, episodes. But I'm assuming people will eventually stop doing that. Ours will continue because of the QR code.
Well, but so, somebody also has to maintain the server.
Robot.
Oh, right. Okay. So Scott Norwood's going to maintain our server.
Robot Scott Norwood. Robot, yes.
Scott Norwood. So yeah, I plan this all. See, this is good that we do this on tape.
Yeah.
So when people go back and say, what did they want?
That's what I want.
As a couple, what do they want? Well, this is what we want.
They want to midsummer themselves, be cremated, and be interred somewhere where goth kids can hang out. There you go.
That's the base part of it. Everything else after that, if you guys want to add on, you know, you guys are more than welcome. Well, actually, no. Don't add on.
Don't add on. And you know what?
I take that back.
I also want to put this out there.
I'm not going to add this out.
No, and I want to put this out there because this is really important because I didn't know this was a thing until I've had, like, met, like, a Mormon kid. They baptize people posthumously.
Ew.
So you become Mormon.
Wait, post-mortem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Posthumously.
Posthumously.
Yeah. Posthumously. Yeah. So they'll be like, so your spirit, so like if you were like a Catholic in the 1800s and then your fucking family decided to become Mormon in like 1984, they can baptize you so you can join them in their weird planet or whatever.
Leave my dead head alone.
Exactly. Don't fucking baptize my stupid soul. Leave me the fuck alone.
I'll come alive and I'll bite you.
Yeah, I have start no to desire to be turned into a Mormon.
Yeah, right.
Leave that alone. So putting that right here, not that I have kids. And not that the world will last much after I die, I'm assuming.
Yeah, what are we worried about?
Climate change is coming, man.
We'll all be ash.
Yeah, we're probably going to... Oh, we're going to die like in Terminator 2, where she's holding on to that fence. I've had that dream
plenty of times.
Yeah, except it's not from like a bomb. It's just because it's fucking hot.
I went to L.A. No! It's September in L.A.
Pretty much. Yep, that's exactly what it's going to be. We're all going to die that way. And then, you know what? Bonus, don't have to worry about the money for cremation.
Yeah, because my ashes are all over the place.
Exactly. There you go.
Right.
Or interring, because who can scoop us up?
Yeah, who's going to try? I mean, nobody can try. They'll all be gone.
Yeah, everybody else is going to be a big pile of ash.
Terminator. How are you?
Except for Scott Norwood, Terminator.
Scott Norwood. He's a Terminator, too. Yes, yes, yes. He's a
he's a robot. He's a
football player slash Terminator slash robot.
Yeah.
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 Scott Norwood getting a lot of mention this week on this week's episode.
I have no idea who that man is.
He was the kicker.
Yeah, I get it.
Who
kicker for the Bills. That's it. That's all I know.
The kick in Super Bowl 20.
He missed that fucking
25.
Kick.
He's the guy.
That poor guy.
He's the guy who probably, I'm certain, somebody who watched that happen decided, you know, that'd be, you'll be a good villain for Ace Ventura, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But like, yeah.
Did he watch that replay in the same way The Undertaker watched the replay of his last match?
What, like he didn't remember it?
Yeah, well, do you remember when we were watching
that? Oh, like, just kind of like...
Yeah, where he's getting all upset about it?
He probably did. Well, I'm certain he did. It's the most notorious moment of his career.
Oh, that poor guy.
The poor Scott Norwood. I once remember...
Did he have to run and leave Buffalo and change his name forever?
No, he stuck around for like
the
a thing.
Fuck?
And then they, you know, and then he left, but it was always, you know, there's always the jokes and stuff. And they did. There are people have done like pieces on him.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, like, you know, stuff on him. So it's not like surprisingly, he wasn't hunted down.
Right.
By the Bills Mafia.
Well, they were all drunk.
Yeah, they were all too drunk.
That is the thing about the Bills Mafia. You are mighty, but drunk.
We're mighty, but ineffective.
Yeah, 100%. You guys aren't going to get shit done because you're too busy jumping through tables.
We're mighty, but lazy.
Mighty, but ineffective, I think, is the best term.
Actually, that's...
Because you guys aren't going to get shit done.
The Buffalo Bills, mighty, but ineffective.
Pretty much. Hey.
I was going to say about something about Scott Norwood, but anyways, we've talked about him enough.
Yeah.
We also went to Mile High Comics after our cemetery trip. Mm-hmm. You know, I haven't been in a couple months. You know,
I saw the cat.
Saw the cat.
That was exciting.
Cambridge the cat.
She? I can't remember.
I believe it's a she.
I think it's a she. She's so cute.
Well, yeah. We'll see. We got, you know, we are cat family. So we
are cat people.
You know, so, but yeah, no, I just wanted to go because I wanted to kind of just look at some figs and you know, I'm not really doing the comics as much anymore because I have so many of them. I do note though that instead they're, and I don't know if this was like this the last time I went, but their trades have been like alphabetically just like everything. It's everything at once instead of like DC, Marvel, you know, other stuff. I feel like it's just everything at once. So, and I can't remember if it was like that last time, but yeah, I'm always looking for this one trade. I'm always looking for the Son of Satan trade that came out, and it does exist. I just, for the longest time, I have not seen it, and even if I do like searches for it on like Mercari or eBay, never comes up.
Yeah.
If you just do like a general search for, I have a search just for Son of Satan. So, but surprisingly, the only thing that really comes up is Damien Hellstrom. It's the comic book character, which by the way, Hellstrom is now up on Hulu, which we have to watch or at least sample it, see how it goes. But yeah, I've been looking for that for a while and just because I want it and it never shows up. I don't know why, but it never shows up. So, but yeah, I decided to go. I picked up some figs. I've decided I want to get into customizing figures because now I've reached the artistic phase of my quarantine experience. So I'm going to start customizing things. Like I actually had a reason to go to Michael's.
Yeah, instead of following me around.
Instead of going because you want to pick up some more of yarn.
I have a lot of yarn.
Yeah, but I mean, this time I was like, well, I need to buy some clay and I need to buy some tools. You know,
in fairness, I buy more than just yarn.
You do. No, you buy a lot of stuff.
I make wreaths.
You do make wreaths. She makes great wreaths.
I do.
She makes great wreaths. She makes, she makes a lot of things.
I do.
So, I just wanted to start customizing. I don't know how I got on that kick, but like, I don't know. It just felt like it was.
Well, you decided you wanted to paint your thing.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So I got this and it actually kind of ties into promoting our Facebook because I've did some opening of some figures pretty recently that you can watch. And I opened up this pack of figs and it's like a Marvel, it was a Toy Biz multi-pack or whatever. And it had a Ben Grimm, like a Thing number version 3 from the Fantastic Four line, the 90s Fantastic Four line. And, and he's just wearing like his blue and white Fantastic Four singlet. And I was like, well, I'm going to color this to make it look like he did when he was in the West Coast Avengers for like those few issues. And he wore like a black singlet with like a red belt. So I decided to just mess with that. And it turned out pretty good. Mm-hmm. I did it by hand.
Yeah.
And so I kind of got this bug where I'm just going to like try to mess around with some figures and see what I can make. And I don't know, just have some fun with it. You know, I got myself an X-Acto knife.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there's fun to be had with that. And it's just, you know, I just like walk around that Mile High. It was a tad bit too crowded for me.
Yeah.
It was a Sunday, which makes sense.
Sure.
Because last time I went was like during the week, you know, and the same with the thing is that with being COVID, you know, I just don't want to be near anybody.
Right.
You know, especially in some sort of areas. And it just feels like anytime you go to a store like that and you're looking at something, that's when everybody just kind of walks by and they're like, doo, 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 doo. And you're just like,
yeah. What the
fuck? Okay. You know what? I can't take this anymore.
Right.
So, but it was fun. I like going there. So I did feel bad though. Cause at one point I had, cause they lock up certain cases, you know, for the toys. And so you have to get like the person to come and open it for you.
Oh yeah, I could see that. That guy was just standing there watching.
But normally they'll just leave you be.
Yeah.
You know, but this time the guy
maybe had looked shady.
What?
Maybe he looked shady.
I don't know. I guess so. I mean, I was wearing a mask.
You were also wearing a vest.
I was wearing a vest because now I embrace vest culture here on Colorado.
Yeah.
Maybe he thought I was going to start filling my vest with gimmicks.
Maybe.
Run out of there. No, I can't. I would never do that. Not to that place.
No.
That place is awesome.
No.
So, yeah. So that, and I've been watching horror movies. A lot of stupid ones. You know, just a lot of them that, you know, I haven't kept up with my promise to watch horror movies every day.
Yeah.
But I've watched enough and I think we're going to watch a bunch this weekend.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah.
We're going to have like a little marathon. Not sure what we're watching yet, but.
Yeah. So, well, I don't know. I mean, we watched Halloween 3 already.
We sure did.
Yeah.
Man, that was great.
You know, we do have Death Spa we can watch again.
I love Death Spa.
I know you love Death Spa. Those are your two favorite horror movies.
Chopping Mall's up there too.
Oh, that's right, Chopping Mall. I forgot about Chopping Mall.
I also like Slaughter High a lot, so
that was a treat to watch Slaughter High, not only on just to see it, but also
see it on the big screen.
It was on the big screen at the New Beverly horror movie.
Yeah. Thing,
which
I really wish Blood Beach was available because I'd like to see that again, which we've mentioned.
Shout out to Blood Beach.
Shout out to eating celery on a hoagie.
Hey man, I'm getting hungry. Anyways, is there anything else we want to talk about? I know there's probably all those sorts of comic book shit, but I don't feel like talking about it.
No, that's fine.
Great. Well, let's take a break and we'll come back with our book for this week.
I am Connor from the House of El.
And I am Ray from the House of Zod.
We are two of the many, many survivors of Krypton's destruction, and we have made our home in Australia, and dare I say, have become Australians, for better or worse. But we have also decided to read Superman comics, read Superman books, watch Superman shows, cartoons, movies, basically everything Superman, and from an Australian perspective as well. Whether you're a seasoned fan, like me,
or whether you are coming in fresh, wide-eyed, and wanting to learn more like me, and this podcast is for you. Join us for our bi-weekly adventures available on all good podcast catches.
So just search for Last Sons of Krypton, a Superman podcast. We'll be coming to you from Australia or some cosmic dimension, wherever we are that week.
Up, and away!
All right, we're back here on Worst Collection Ever with our book for this week. It is not a horror comic.
Nope.
Because I was going to read a horror comic. I had a bunch of horror comics kind of set aside. And I didn't like the ones I wanted to read.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to do one.
Yeah, it's fine.
Like, there was this one that, and I remember you actually read it and you didn't like it.
Which one was that?
The one, the Saint Sinner one.
Saint Sinner.
The one that I was reading, I said it's unreadable.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
you know, it's a Clive Barker, but it's not Clive Barker didn't write it. Somebody else wrote it, but Clive Barker thought of it. So, sure.
Sure.
But Clive Barker had a hand in it, and it's pretty lame, so I just didn't want to continue to read it. It was just hard to read because there's like different fonts and like
the
font was really hard to read, and like these characters talking, and it just got really out of hand. So I was just like, you know what? I'm sorry.
There is a lot to be said for standardizing fonts.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I read comic books and if the font's all fucked up, I can't do it.
Yep. So that is going to be maybe, do we have another Halloween next week? Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll find a better horror book for next week and we'll do that. But this one is The Invincible Iron Man, number 64 from November 1973. This comic has been with me for a very long time.
Uh-huh.
I can't recall where I actually bought it. I want to say I bought it from Flight Into Fantasy in Buffalo.
Mm.
And it was one of those times where you find a book like this when you're, you know, 1994 Sean.
Uh-huh.
Or 93 Sean. And he finds a book from 1974 and his fucking mind is blown.
Yeah.
Because he's like, oh my God, this is so old. So I was very excited to come across this. I also, for some reason, thought this was one of my dad's.
Uh-huh.
And maybe it is. I don't think it is, because my dad's comics were all from like the 60s.
Yeah.
So I don't know why he would have an Iron Man like this, but it's a stupid one. It's early. It's an early Iron Man. Mm-hmm. We're not even up to issue 100 yet. So how about that?
Oh, man.
So on the cover here, we've got Iron Man, and he is being bear hugged to death
by a gray thing,
by a gray man named Rock, the Living Mountain.
Looks like a cave troll.
Looks like a cave troll. He also has Robin Williams forearms.
Very hairy man.
And we see him bear hugging Iron Man, and he's saying, hang it up, Avenger. That tin suit won't protect you from being crushed to a pulp. And Iron Man is thinking to himself, he's right. My armor's splitting open like a can of peas.
A can of peas.
How does Tony open cans of peas?
That's my question. I'm like, how fragile, like, were cans of peas back in the 70s? Was it the most fragile of cans?
Maybe the cans were made out of like cotton.
Maybe it was like when the Nova exploded.
The what?
Was it the Nova that exploded? No, it wasn't the Nova. It was the...
Were you talking about the Challenger?
No, remember the car?
Oh, the Pinto.
The Pinto.
The Nova.
I was trying to remember
maybe,
what it
maybe
was.
Maybe there was a Nova. Maybe you're right.
There is a Nova, a Chevy Nova.
Yeah, maybe that one also blew up too.
I don't remember if that one blew up.
There's a few of those cars.
But there was one that kept getting hit in the back and exploding.
I think it was a Pinto.
I think you're right. And maybe that's what a can of peas was like. Maybe the cans of peas exploded if you too much pressure.
I would not want to be.
Housewives dying left and right in the 70s.
Just covered in peas.
Devore latchkey kids crying in the corner just as peas rain down upon them.
You know what? Somebody draw that. Somebody draw that, please. I don't know why. I want to see a picture of that. But I want it hand drawn.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Maybe I'll draw it. I'm an artist.
You're now. An artist now. Go for it. Maybe you can sculpt it out of clay.
Ooh, maybe I can sculpt a little diorama out of clay.
Mm-hmm.
How would I set the peas up?
We could put them on a string.
I know, but that'd be like hard.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm that much of an artist. Anyway, so Iron Man's getting bear hugged to death. And in the background, we have there's a dude sitting in the corner cowering. And then there's closer to us, we have Happy Hogan and Pepper Potts. And Happy's like, run, Pepper, run. Iron Man's finished. And Rock, the Living Mountain, all this, and shocking mystery villain, too. I do, though, enjoy the lack of urgency here of Pepper and Ho Happy.
Dude, there's a part here where I'm like, what are you even talking about?
Well, it's just a lack of urgency. He's kind of like walking away. He's like, hey, that street performer took out his dick. Let's walk away from this, honey.
Is he masturbating on a Zoom call?
Yes.
Avert your eyes.
That was his art. That was his art. He had a laptop in front of him. He's like, hey, everybody, check this out. I'm gonna play a tune on the saxophone. And he just pulls out his dick and whacks it off in front of a computer.
Mm-hmm.
And Happy Hogan's like, this is disgusting, Pepper. Let's walk away briskly.
Yeah. Like we were just bored of this fucking zoo animal. We're gonna go see the other one.
Yeah, actually you're right.
I mean, that's literally what it is. Actually, I'll bring it up. Actually, I'm just like, what?
The zoo animal thing, it's like, it's like he's disgusted that the tigers aren't running around and fighting each other.
Or like one of them's taking like a huge shit and they're like, oh, let's go over here.
All right, let's go to the prairie dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You always come up with better analogies. My mind just goes straight to like garbage. I think you're right. We are trash.
Oh, I'm 100% trash. How can you know me this long and not know that I'm trash?
We are.
And that I love trash.
It's true. You do love
trash. You know I love trash, so.
Trash loves trash. The Jen Stansfield story.
Yeah, pretty much.
So anyways, Batman. Yeah, sure. Fuck it. Batman's here.
Batman's in this book, too.
Batman's here. And he's like, hi.
He's masturbating on a Zoom call.
Master Wayne, what are you doing? He's just on the bed from the back.
How many times do you think Alfred's caught Bruce masturbating? Like, has to be in the dozens, right?
I don't know. I would think Bruce Wayne's properly drained. Yeah. Just needs to masturbate.
Properly drained?
Sir, are you properly drained?
What is this, like Coming to America, where it's like the royal penis is clean,
yeah.
Your Highness?
Yeah, that's how it goes. Yeah. Anyways, so, okay, a lot of wall bursting in this comic.
Oh my God, so much wall bursting. There's like five wall bursts.
Who? Mark Wahlburst.
How's your mother?
Hey, oh my God, I'm bursting through a wall. And there's a burger on the other side. I gotta get that.
I mean, Mark Wahlberg would probably play the Kool-Aid Man if you gave him enough money.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. I'm gonna do Mark Wahlberg as the Kool-Aid Man. Oh yeah, that's my SNL impression. That's my SNL audition.
Oh man, you should definitely get hired.
So the fucking A. Can I not talk about superhero?
I don't even know what you're doing right now.
I'm not even thinking about the same right company. Anyways, Iron Man bursts through a wall, and he is in the
midst. He's in Detroit.
Well, he's bursting right, and you think he's fighting somebody.
No, he's not fighting anybody. He's just bursting through a wall.
He's just bursting through a wall because what he's doing is he's knocking down dilapidated buildings in Detroit.
Yeah, and talking about how, like, well, I got to knock this building down so poor people won't be poor.
Because it'll actually build them better houses, and I could show that Iron Man can use Stark International materials to build better houses.
Just like
better apartments for people low income housing.
The reason you were thinking this is because Tony Stark is doing exactly what Bruce Wayne does, which is use his superhero identity to enrich his civilian identity. And right. That's exactly because he's like, oh, I'm just going to knock this down. And Stark Industries is going to swoop in and build all these houses. I'm like, yeah, well, isn't that funny that you're going to get all this fucking government money to do it?
Yeah, right. So, yeah. So he's showing them, you know, he's beating up a building. Like he's just grabbing hunks of the building and throwing it into dumpsters.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny because I'm trying to imagine, like, you know, he's only Iron Man. It's not like he'd create like giant scoops on his body. Like he'd have to like carry all this stuff and carry it to each dumpster.
Right.
And he's even starts like, you know, like sawing wood and shit.
Yeah.
And he's doing everything. And the people are just sitting there watching all those. A lot of people in black coats. So it makes it look like it's a funeral. You know?
Yeah. It's. And then, but he's also thinking about, like, as he's doing all of this, he's like thinking about how he like kissed Pepper, I guess, because yeah. Her husband walked out on her or something.
Yeah, he's having, it's one of those things where, of course, where, you know,
it's like, we're just going to shoehorn this back in here. So, you know, what's going on in case you didn't read last episode.
Well, it's more exciting for us to have Iron Man doing something than just rather than just Tony sitting there thinking about how he kissed Pepper.
So, you know what he's doing? Ripping stuff down.
So he's smashing a building in a Detroit.
Yep.
And also thinking about the time he also when he fought Dr. Robotnik. No, I mean oh. Dr. Spectrum.
Oh.
So
Mr. Roboto.
Dr. Spectrum.
Yeah.
So and he's thinking about like, man, that guy was tough, you know, but like, you know, I figured out how to beat him. So make sure you remember that for later when he shows up again.
Yeah.
And he's thinking about this thing with him and Pepper and Happy. So I guess Pepper. So Happy walked out on Pepper.
Are they together?
Yeah, Pepper and Happy. Jesus Christ, it's hard to say. Pepper and Happy were married apparently in the book. You know, in the movie, they're just coworkers.
Has this been retconned? I'm assuming it must have been.
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, there's so many fucking revisions of these timelines. It might as well have been.
Right. It's also weird.
So Pepper. Runs to Tony to get consoled, and she ends up making out with him, and then Happy walks back in. And he's like, "My best friend's kissing my wife. How dares he?"
Right.
So he runs away, and you know, and so we're kind of, and Tony's just thinking about that while also trying to, you know, rebuild the Detroit. So, but as that's happening, after all that hard work.
Uh-huh.
After all that hard work, fucking Dr. Spectre shows up and he's like, blammo, and he explodes right. The building that Tony just built.
I mean, that's so much easier.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Why didn't he just blow it up and then rebuild it.
Right.
You know, instead of having to smash through it. Because Iron Man does have lasers on his fucking hands.
I know.
So he gets into a little fight here with Dr. Spectrum. And Dr. Spectrum ends up actually being a hero. I wasn't really aware of him as much being a villain.
Oh, okay.
Because eventually he's from like the Squadron Supreme universe of sorts. Okay. So, and he has his whole deal is like he's kind of like not Dr. Fate, Green Lantern-ish, where okay. he's got like the stone that allows him to use different colors and create constructs and shit.
Sure.
Although mostly here he just uses it to shoot beams at Iron Man.
Yeah, good use.
But he also ends up, but he is also able to create other constructs, as we are able to see.
Yeah.
So he, so Tony, of course, remembers that he used ultraviolet light to defeat Dr. Spectrum the previous time.
Yeah.
So he's doing it again here. And Dr. Spectrum just kind of like disappears. And he's like, huh, okay, that's weird. So Dr. Spectrum.
Better not spend any time thinking about it.
So think about this. Dr. Spectrum.
Yeah.
If he walked into like a Spencer's,
uh-huh.
he'd be fucking toast.
Why?
Because they sell ultraviolet lights. I don't know. I thought I was going somewhere with that.
Oh, is that the only thing that stops him?
That's the impression.
Ultraviolet light?
Ultraviolet. So UV light. So if he was.
But there's so.
So if he was hanging out at a CSI crime scene, they're like, we got to check for sperm.
I'm going to say it was probably a lot less common to run into a UV light in the wild in the 70s than it is today.
True.
Because you could just go anywhere and just buy a fucking UV light.
That's true.
And this guy's fucked. We have a UV light. We have a UV flashlight.
That's true. We do. We could defeat Dr. Spectrum.
100%. If he showed up right here, I could just shine it on him. He's dead. Win.
So, speaking of crime scenes, Forensic Files 2 on HBO Max.
Oh man, was that fun?
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah,
because we've been watching that.
She got some new shit.
Watching the Vow. Ugh. Have we talked about the Vow on the show yet?
I don't know if we've brought it. I think we've brought up that we're watching it.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's right. Because
we have, and that
that's right because our one of our listeners said that we talked about Allison Mack. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
And it's just ridiculous. But yeah,
they milk that shit for all it's worth. Oh, man, that could have been over four episodes ago. They're milking
that volleyball dry.
It could have been over four episodes ago. I'm like, why am I still watching sad people call each other?
That's basically what it is.
Oh my God.
Anyways, but Forensic Files 2, yeah, which is on there because it's like on like the HLN portal or something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fucking give it to me.
Fucking put it in my fucking veins, man. That's all I want.
I'll watch the old ones too. Don't get me wrong.
There's a fucking forensic. Okay. Anytime I go into a hotel room, I turn the TV on and I find Forensic Files. That is what is going to be on the TV until I leave the hotel room. Uh-huh. And when I travel for business, I leave that on all night and I sleep.
That's right. That's right.
Sleep watching Forensic Files.
Oh,
I'm not somebody who sleeps with the TV on. I only do it on business trips.
Forensic Files at this point. I mean, granted, there's a lot of other. I'm sure there's other shows like this, too. But Forensic Files is like the alpha flight of 100%. TV shows, because in alpha flight, you could find that in any comic book box.
Yes.
And you could find a lot of them.
Yes.
Where Forensic Files is the same way. You can find a lot of Forensic Files at any point in your life.
There is a Pluto TV Forensic Files channel.
God bless it.
So just turn that on and just let it play in the background, man. It's all you need.
So Tony goes back to his office, his Detroit headquarters. This woman who I think is just the secretary.
Yeah,
there.
Somebody who works for him, right?
Yeah, so yeah, that's right. So just some
there is one other thing that we need to mention.
Oh.
Tony is also dating somebody else.
Oh, yeah. He's dating some like Roxy Gilbert or something right. like that.
So, yeah, keep that in mind because that comes into play.
Right. So Tony goes back to his office and Happy Hogan's here because the woman's like, oh, this guy just barged in and Happy Hogan's here. And Happy Hogan's just like, he's like, look at my giant fist.
Yeah.
You motherfucker. If your heart wasn't bad.
Yeah. He's like,
I would fucking kill you with my fist.
I would punch you in the heart if your heart didn't, if you didn't wear a chest plate. And Tony is just like, he just rips open his shirt. He's like, look, I only wear the chest plate when I want to wear the chest plate.
Yeah. Cause like, so you know how like the whole premise of me having a heart problem because
and
of
like
the
that whole thing that's yeah, like that's stuck in now. My chest. Don't worry about it. That doesn't happen in this book. So him and Happy just start fighting.
Well, Happy just like goes, just punches. He's like, like, oh, look, you don't have to wear a chest plate. He's like, ha-ha! And he punches him right in the fucking solar plexus.
Yeah, right in the sternum. So, but I do want to point out Tony Stark's hair.
Oh, just constantly changes.
Like, I feel like every book we read with it, like, wasn't the last book we read, didn't he have like a mullet almost? He had like longer hair.
Well, no, we were watching the cartoon.
Oh, it was the cartoon. Yes, we were watching the cartoon. He had like a mullet.
Yeah.
Now he looks like fucking Magnum P.I.
Yeah. He is the Keith Raniere of comic book characters.
Speaking of The Vow, he is, because Keith Raniere's hair changes from shot to shot.
And I've often said this, maybe on the show. You've said
this since we've met, actually.
I said this a lot, that anybody that changes their hairstyle on the regular, like anytime, like if you see somebody like every 2 weeks or something and their hairstyle is different, do not trust that person.
Yeah.
Because there's something going on there. They're hiding something. You got to be careful.
Yeah.
You don't want to get involved with them.
Yeah.
I've known people like this.
Yeah.
You do not. There's always something to be leery of. So just yeah. FYI. So Tony Stark, don't trust this man.
I think that's actually a good rule to live by.
It is a good rule.
Yeah.
And Keith Raniere, same time, same guy.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
Hair's always changing. So anyways, Happy does punch Tony and it just says frump. I do enjoy that. But as he's having, you know, he's basically like, you's touched my wife's. And
yeah.
You,
why does he talk like Ben Grimm?
I don't know. I'm just making him talk Ben Grimm. Because he's kind of like a Ben Grimm type anyways.
Sure.
And Tony's like, look, man, she needed me and I tried to help her and my tongue just landed in her mouth and I can't help it.
I tripped and fell and my tongue went in her mouth.
Yeah. And so Pepper shows up and she's like,
meh. And then that's when this guy busts in.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of people coming. This is like it's like an improv sketch.
It really is. There's a lot of people. Everybody's got to get in the scene because it's like a fucking Herald bit. Is that where you have
it's
all the
people? Yeah, it's a fucking Herald.
Yeah.
It's a goddamn Herald. You got Tony here. Tony fighting. You got a fight going on. Then you got his assistant coming in. And then all of a sudden you got this guy from an African diplomat showing up.
Yeah, who the fuck is that guy?
Well, I guess this other guy that's with him is like Tony's trainer. So it's like somebody, I can just imagine a Herald's be like, hey, Tony, I'm your trainer. You want a box? You know?
Pretty much.
Oh, but I'm also an African diplomat. Oh, no, watch out. I need a bodyguard. So, and that's for some reason. I don't know if this guy ever shows up again.
There are far too many people in this part of the book.
Yes. And so the dude is like, hey, I need a bodyguard because somebody's following me.
But this is while all this shit's going on.
Uh-huh. And then just to add to all this, this is when the cover guy from the cover of the book, The Rock.
Yeah.
R-O-K-K.
Uh-huh.
Shows up and he's like, hey, I'm here to
me. I just crashed through a wall. More wall crashing.
He's just this blue purplish guy with trunks and a club.
And is this the part where so Tony and this guy just like start fucking getting into it. And Happy is just like, come on, Pepper, let's leave. Like he just like very calmly escorts her out.
Well, also, too, this is what concerns me. He is walking out of this door. I'm assuming that they're up high. He's just walking out the hole in the building.
Apparently.
So he's just going to Happy and Pepper are just going to, unless he has a parachute. Maybe he showed up with a parachute.
Yep.
He's like, hey, he's Pepper's. I've got parachutes in my pants.
Yeah.
And, let's split this popsicle joint.
Yeah. Cause they just, he literally just like nothing has happened. Like a dude just didn't just bust through the wall. He's just like, all right, time to leave.
He's also having those thoughts where he's like, hey, Tony's Iron Man, you know, maybe.
Kind of like, oh, hey, man, we got a dinner reservation in like 15. We got to get going. Like that is with the urgency with which they leave this fucking scene.
So Tony starts fighting this guy and this guy is about giving him like the aforementioned bear hug, but just using his hands here.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony's not in his suit. So yeah. It's false advertising.
Totally.
But Tony uses a karate chop to the ears.
Yes. Cause apparently he is a master in jujitsu is what he says.
Does he say that?
He says, I'm a master in jujitsu or karate.
No, he just knows.
No, he says it. He says like, I know I'm good at or something.
Oh, that's right. As any karate expert will tell you, human ears. Yeah, I guess he's talked to some experts. So
again.
So Ralph Macchio.
Remember when Keith Raniere said he was an expert in jujitsu?
Holy shit. Holy shit.
Tony Stark is the Keith Raniere of the Marvel Universe.
or Keith Raniere as Tony Stark? What is going on?
Well, I could see why people would want to have sex with Tony Stark. I don't see why people would want to have sex with Keith Raniere. Because gross.
That's why, because that guy's a creeper. Tony's a perfectly sensible man.
Well, he's an egomaniac, at least you could be like, oh, he's smart. He's not pretending to be smart. He's actually smart.
Yeah. So Tony Kronchop's his monster of the years, and he's like, fine, fuck you. I'm going to kill your friends. Basically.
Kill your family.
And so Tony's like, oh no, my friends. And but it just happens that this monster is telepathic.
Oh, that's right.
And he reads a picture of this woman, Roxy Gilbert, in Tony's mind. And he's like, all right, fine. I'm going to grab this dude.
I'm going to go grab her.
Well, he grabs this.
Well, no, my favorite part is Tony being like, I didn't realize I was thinking about her so much. It's like, because you weren't. You literally weren't thinking about her at all.
Yeah, he just probed into your mind and pulled out a picture of a lady.
Mm-hmm.
So you could have been thinking about Farrah Fawcett, for Christ's sakes, you know?
Right, and then he'd go after Farrah Fawcett.
Oh, poor Farrah Fawcett.
Then it'd be like, what's his face, who shot Reagan for Jodie Foster?
Oh, John Hinckley?
Yeah.
Was he from here?
He spent time here. I don't know if he was from here.
Oh, okay.
I have a theory about that, which I've shared with you before.
That's true, you have.
That because a lot of times a lot of bad crimes happen here in Colorado.
Yes.
JonBenet was here. We just had that other guy who killed his fucking family and threw him in an oil tank.
Yes.
We had John, what's his face, lived here for a while. I honestly think that some people can't handle the altitude.
You can't handle the air.
And it kind of makes them go crazy.
Don't mind if I do.
Yeah, pretty much. So anyway, continue.
So, I'm confused here because it doesn't matter later. Mm-hmm. This monster grabs this dude that came in asking for protection.
Uh-huh.
And we never see this guy again.
No.
At least not on this issue.
No.
So he whips off and Tony's like, okay, fine, I'll go put my suit on. I gotta go and like follow this monster. And then we get this aside where Happy and what's her face?
Pepper
are looking up at him, and Pepper's like, there goes Iron Man, that monster. Or metal, that Tony's metal monster. And Hogan's like, Happy's like, why do you not like Iron Man? And he's like, he's so distantly cold. Or maybe he represents what I used to be and now despise. Namely, wrapped in a shell. So unlike Tony.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a bit of a.
Yeah, you're like, oh, okay.
I was like, okay. So we go to this store.
Mm-hmm.
It's an organic health food store.
Mm, yes.
So watch out for this loon. In 1973.
So many hippies.
With a organic food store. You eating broccoli, you freak. Anyways.
Those people were right.
This is where Roxy Gilbert has a store. And she's just sitting there she's just staring at a customer. Looks like Ralph Dibny. And she's just like, can't stop thinking of Tony. And then he just appears in a cloud.
Ah.
You know? Although also here, too, Tom Savini also enjoying some health food.
Oh, yeah.
Up here in this corner here. But as she's standing there and she's like, man, you know, I can never forget his murder of his munitions. I'm trying to think. I feel like Roxy because Gilbert is the last name, I think, of Firebrand, who is one of Iron Man's villains.
Okay.
And so I feel like they're related somehow.
Probably. Everybody's related in these fucking books.
Everybody's related.
Yeah.
So this monster breaks through the wall.
Yeah, wall breaking.
Third wall break so far.
Yep.
It's the third wall break. And also, because just before the panel, there's the Ralph Dibny's like, he's like, man, it sounds like somebody's knocking through a wall. That sounds like knocking through like some cardboard or something. And he knocks through the wall. Rock comes through the wall. And the girl that he's with is like, wall, you klutz. It's the whole blasted building. If I stuck with Renfield, I'd never be in this mess. It's over between us, kid. So she dumps this guy because he couldn't tell the difference between a wall and a piece of cardboard.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind, you know, for all you out there. Study your cardboards. Make sure that, you know, your girl knows, you know, you can make sure your significant other, if you ever test you, you'll pass that test.
Yep.
Yeah, he comes in. He starts like probing Roxy's brain.
Oh, yeah.
For something.
It's pretty gross.
Well, no, he probes her brain just to find out that she owns the store. So he's like, fine, I'm going to fucking smash your broccoli. And he starts smashing and
knocks over the peanut butter.
Peanut butter. Oh, that's right. I forgot. So he's carrying that dude and then he just dumps him.
Yeah, I don't understand why that dude's even in this book.
Yeah. And then so Tony, so he starts. So Iron Man shows up. He starts fighting Tony again. And Tony's, you know, his. You know, his armor, you know, it's not he's expending a lot of juice. Mm-hmm. You know, he's going really hard here, but things are going, you know, back and forth.
Right.
And he's using his repulsor rays and he's about to finish the job. And Brock gets the jump on him again. Mm-hmm. And then we get some civilians watching us again. It's always fun to watch civilians watching these fights.
Yeah,
because they're not like, maybe I should get the fuck away.
No.
Usually they're just like, hey, look at Iron Man, he's about to get his ass kicked. It's like, yeah, well, you know, he deserves it or whatever. In this case, some lady is just like, hey, somebody should stop that fight. And the dude's like, ha ha, great ideas, lady, you grab the big guy and I'll pry Iron Man away.
Right.
But I do enjoy a good civilian watch sometimes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So Tony's about to get sunned.
Yeah, he's like, he hits him and he's like, that was pretty much like all I had. Like I need to use my solar charger to recharge or whatever, but I'm not going to get a chance to.
Yep.
And just as that's about to happen, like the gray guy kind of just like gets sucked away.
Well, he dissipates and you think he's disappearing, but then he turns into
a sword,
a giant fucking scimitar. Yeah. And it turns out that it was Dr. Spectrum all along.
It was the singing sword from Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, it's got Frank Sinatra's head on it.
Yeah.
Actually, that'd be great if that's all it was.
I love that. I've always loved that sword. For some reason, that's always been one of my favorite parts of that fucking movie.
Because it's a stupid joke. What was the gag? Because it was on the box.
It's a singing sword, and he comes out, and he's singing like witchcraft or something.
Yeah. Wasn't it something where Tony, or was it Eddie Valiant, he grabs a sword and he's like,
yeah, he's going to do it and he's singing and he like throws it away.
And he's like, what did I expect or something? Yeah. I think he has a line like that. Yeah. No, sadly, it's not the singing sword, but it's just a regular ass spectrum sword.
Uh-huh.
And for some reason, he needed to create a monster to defeat to fight him indirectly.
Yeah, I don't understand.
And he's about to drop the sword on him. And that's
the end of the issue. That's the
end of it. And next issue is The Cutting Edge of Death, featuring the origin of Dr. Spectrum. So we get to learn all about what his deal is. Mm. Did you want to read the next issue of this? Which happens to be... Oh, sorry. I thought it was 68. I was going to say it's 69.
Nice.
No, issue number 65.
Damn.
You want to read it?
I mean, if we had it, I probably would. I think I figured out the reason is because he has that, like, the thing in his chest can emit UV light. And I think that's how he stopped Dr. Spectrum in the first place.
Uh-huh. Oh, so he needed to get a
different
guy out there.
That's why he couldn't do it directly.
Yeah. No, I probably, if I can get this like on a collection or something like
sure,
that, because I'm certain that this one isn't, you know, it's probably more than a buck than what I paid for it at Fight and Flame Fantasy.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, I would, I don't know, actually, I did start reading some other Iron Man books recently. I read, I got this trade called The Power of Iron Man. It's one of those, like, Marvel trades, like, early on ones.
Mm.
So I'm always happy to find those. And I think I found that Black and Red.
Nice.
And I remember like a long time, like a while back.
Yeah.
So I've been reading that and it's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, it's Tony versus Submariner and shit.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. It's kind of dope. So anyways, that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram. I am at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find us on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever, and email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And please rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you get the show and tell your friends. That would be really dope. And please continue to catch us on Facebook where I will open up some more figs. I got some stuff from some Mile High that I might get around to opening, fairly soon. Mm-hmm, so stay tuned for that. So also, folks, once again, get out there and vote.
Vote.
Yeah.
Do it.
Do it. Vote however you want, but just get out there and do
it.
Just
do it, man.
You know, if you haven't registered yet. Can you still register?
I think the deadline varies by state.
Okay.
Yeah.
So find that out if you haven't already registered or anything like that. But this is it's a very important election. I mean, all elections are important, to be pretty clear. You
should really vote in every election, even like the little boring ones for your town when they're electing like dog catchers and shit. Just like fucking vote.
Are dog catchers elected?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. Seriously, I mean, it sounds like something should be elected.
Yeah. I don't think so. But I mean, like, you know, we voted for the mayor of our town. We're voting for town council people.
Our mayor, the guy that we're voting for, that I'm looking for, I voted for, that I also voted for him, is a guy that owns a local coffee house in town that also likes Tool.
Yeah. Mayor Coffee.
So we had a guy who we dubbed Mayor Beer.
Yeah. Well, the guy who is current mayor of our town who is out, I think they must have a term limit.
Yeah.
Like you can't even run after a certain number of times. The guy who's currently our mayor has the biggest beard I've ever seen in my entire life. And so he is going to be replaced by somebody. Hopefully the guy I voted for who owns the coffee shop and likes Tool.
Yes. Mayor Coffee.
Mayor Coffee.
Shout out to Mayor Coffee.
Yeah. If you win,
if you win, we will do a live. Well, actually, it won't matter because we can't do that anymore.
Nope, vid.
Yeah. Well, I'll come to your coffee shop again.
Oh, I like the coffee shop. Yeah, it's a great place. Yeah,
it's good stuff. Yeah. Anyways, folks, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.